You know, this morning for devotions, I appreciate the songs that Evan that led this morning, and I promise I didn't tell him what to lead. The Lord must want us to know about love. I've been looking into the fruits of the Spirit in the last while, and I had several of them I've been looking into, but today I want to look at love. The fruit of the Spirit is a result of the Holy Spirit controlling our life, is what's called a fruit. Now, just looking quickly at love, there's a lot of things that we can look into. It's a very extensive subject. There's a lot of definitions for love in the English language. We have a lot of different kinds of love. And, you know, one thing is, you know, is this love the one that they have two people looking into each other's eyes and professing their love to each other? Or me saying that I love to eat lobster? Or someone saying they love to go hunting? Or on and on and on. There's a lot of different things that we express called love. I think, you know, well, this love that he's talking about here is an agape love, and agape love is less of a feeling, less a feeling of the heart, but more of a feeling of the mind or an action of the mind. It's as much of an act of your will as it is your emotions, and that's why Jesus can tell us to love our enemies. That love is not necessarily an emotional love, but it's a love, the agape love. We can love our enemies, and it's a conscious action. We have to choose. We have to decide to do it. And one thing about it is this agape love is talking about is not a love that we can show on our own or do on our own. It can only come through Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This morning I'm going to read the love chapter out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, it is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Bearing all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. This is a very familiar passage to us, and notice that Paul isn't talking about the way we feel, but the way we act towards others. I was reading and studying, and that came across a fellow by the name of Eugene Peterson. I don't know who that is, but he translated this section, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm going to read what he put down. Love never gives up. Love cares more for the other than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. Love isn't always me first. Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love doesn't keep score of the sins of others or forgiveness. Love doesn't revel in when others grovel. In other words, the can't do the I was right and you're wrong thing. Love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always looks for the best. Love never looks back. but keeps going to the end. And I thought that was interesting. And also, Jesus said, talking about love, in John 15, I'm just going to read two verses there, 12 and 13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus says that love is sacrifice. And then you ask the questions, what is love? Love meets the needs of others before it meets the wants of self. And the world that we live in is starving for love. Whatever love it is, they're starving for love. And it also, love leads people to Christ. It's infectious. It spreads. Love sees people for what they can become rather than what they are. And look at what Jesus did when the accusers brought the adulterous woman to him. And from what he said, he ended up with, after he talked to her accusers, he ended up with, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. He saw what she could become. All right, going on. All right, love is not just a feeling. It's an action. Now, what can we do to cultivate love, to have it grow? Well, for one, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It needs to be in our lives. And the next one is that we need to meditate on God's love for us, that we can combat any of the unloved messages that we're faced with every day. The more we concentrate on what and meditate on what God's love done for us, we can combat that. We need to plant seeds of love. And we need to act in love regardless of the response that you get back. And there again, I'm speaking to myself, because many of these, I have failed greatly in this, and I think this is something we can all learn from. All right, now, back to the beginning, we're just talking about love, what it is. They are not called works of the Spirit, but they're called fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is a result of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I just thought of an illustration. Those of you that go to the gym or, you know, whatever you do, work out, there's a lot of sweating, grunting, and straining, and, you know, you're working hard and getting stuff done. But, on the other hand, you walk past a fruit orchard, and the trees are just producing fruit. You don't hear anything. They're quietly producing fruit. And that's a real rough, you can see the similarities between, and that's the difference between works and fruit. We're not working and grunting and straining, complaining and working and trying, you know, for love. That's something that's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a result of what we have with the Spirit in our lives. A fruit tree produces fruit by keeping a close connection to water and to sunlight. And on the other hand, for us, we will produce fruit by keeping a close connection to our lifeline, which is Christ. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.